From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rebecca Cook, reading Tenderfoot by Mary E. Trimble. Now let's begin with Tenderfoot. Author's note. Mount St. Helens, a perfect snow-white cone-shaped mountain, was a favorite showpiece among Washingtonians for generations. A popular vacation spot, it boasted of beautiful lakes, challenging trails for hikers, and rustic vacation homes and resorts nestled on the shores of pristine Spirit Lake. Photographers came from across the country to capture the elegant, symmetrical cone of America's Fujiyama. In early spring 1980, the first of many earthquakes threatened the tranquility of this majestic mountain, and on May 18, 1980, Mount St. Helens exploded in a violent eruption, blowing off the top 1,300 feet with 500 times the force of the Hiroshima atomic blast. Within hours, the explosion destroyed 234 square miles of forest, trees either blasted away, snapped like pieces of straw, or scorched while standing, reducing one of the world's most superb mountain landscapes to a gray wasteland. When Mount St. Helens first erupted, it sent a low-frequency shockwave straight up, which in turn reflected off several layers of the atmosphere, and then bounced back to the ground in a large donut-shaped ring 50 to 300 miles around the mountain. Thus, most people within 50 miles of the mountain did not hear the blast, yet it was heard as far away as Canada. 57 people lost their lives as a result of this catastrophic eruption, though only about half those bodies were recovered. Most deaths